Welcome back to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in part two of today's show, I will be talking with Mayor of Sherbrooke, Marie-Claude Bibeau, and we will be talking about the anti-broomer strategy, the first one in Canada and most likely the first in North America. I will also have some health news and some music. So let's start part two of today's show with a song called Man in the Mirror, and it's by Michael Jackson.
Change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
See, 'cause they got no place to be. That's why.
This afternoon on the Townships at 12, we're talking about a new initiative aimed at building stronger, more inclusive communities right here in Sherbrooke. The city has just launched its anti-rumor strategy, a project designed to challenge misinformation, reduce prejudice, and help prevent racism and discrimination by working directly with community partners and local organizations. To tell us more about why this initiative matters and what it means for residents, I'm joined by the mayor of Sherbrooke, Madame Marie-Claude Bibeau. Madame Bibeau, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
So today we're going to be talking about the anti-rumor strategy, and that's something new for Sherbrooke. So for those people who haven't heard about it yet, could you explain what it is and why is Sherbrooke adopting it now?
Well, Sherbrooke has adopted the anti-rumor strategy a while ago, but it's kind of the first initiative that is being implemented. It's a training, and I would say it's training the trainers that we are starting with, and it will be obviously some employees of the municipality, but also employees from the hospital, the universities, and community organizations as well. So the idea is to have ambassadors within our organization across the municipality who will be training some of their colleagues and who will have the capacity to intervene when they are, when they witness some situation with, you know, discrimination or that could create distrust or exclusion, for example. So this is one of the actions of this anti-rumor strategy.
Mm-hmm. Now, why is it important for a city like Sherbrooke to actively address rumors, racism, and discrimination instead of assuming these issues will resolve themselves?
Well, it doesn't. And we wanted to help people develop the skills to have the capacity, the skills to act and not just witness without knowing what to do. We want to be a municipality that is welcoming, that is safe. And this is why last year, this strategy has been adopted, and there's an action plan, and that we are moving forward with that.
Now, you recently held a three-day training session that was already full. What did that training focus on, and who took part?
So, some employees from the municipality, as well as employees of our main partners, institution in the city. So, for example, universities, La Commission, Le Centre de Service Scolaire, community organizations as well. So those were really in the field working with citizens. And those who have been trained first in this first session will also be trainers for their colleagues. So we have as many people as possible who will, through the month, develop this capacity, these skills, to behave as examples in their environment.
Mm-hmm. So they'll be examples, and they'll also train their participants. Anything else that they will help spread the anti-rumor strategy into the wider community?
Well, they will also, these ambassadors will also have the role to contribute to the project evaluation and be part of the governance team to oversee the overall anti-rumor strategy for the municipality.
Mm-hmm. And why was it important for the city to work with local organizations and institutions instead of running this initiative alone?
Well, if we want this to have an impact across the municipality, we have to really get in the field where as many people are and where, you know, we can face these situations of discrimination everywhere, even, you know, at home, even in families, in working environment, in social events. So this is why we wanted to have ambassadors everywhere. And it's very interesting, promising to see that our biggest partners in the municipality joined forces with us and agreed and took this opportunity to take the training.
Now, for an average resident of Sherbrooke, what kind of changes might they notice as this strategy rolls out?
For example, if you are a user of a community setup, a community setting, I guess, and you have, you know, one of these ambassadors in that works or attend on a regular basis this environment, and this person would, you know, be have a positive influence on the other persons around. And would witness some behavior that are not acceptable, that would bring someone to be excluded of a group. This person would now, you know, have the good ability to find a way to bring back this person within the group, for example, or to react or have talked to the person who behave in the wrong manner to prevent such actions to occur again within this environment.
Mm-hmm. And what message does this initiative send to newcomers and minority communities living in Sherbrooke?
Welcoming for newcomers, but it's also for people living in Sherbrooke for a long time. It could be for people living with a disability, for example, or someone having difficulties to participate in different activities for whatever reason. So there are plenty of reasons why you might be excluded or facing rumors. Amongst the group, you know, so we want to, and this could have a very bad impact on your day-to-day life and on your self-confidence and everything. So we want to be, yes, definitely a welcoming municipality, but we want to support anyone who could have challenges within their life, and we want to have, you know, our public settings to be a safe place to work, safe place to socialize.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sherbrooke is the first city in Canada to adopt the anti-rumor strategy. So what does that say about the city's priorities and values?
Well, it says a lot. That we care for people and we want to be a safe environment once again.
Mm-hmm. And do you see this as a model that other municipalities could eventually follow?
Yes, definitely. We're the first one in Canada and, as far as I know, the first one in America.
That's amazing.
That in North America, I should say. In North America.
That is really something. How will the city measure whether this strategy is working?
Well, it's a good question. Measuring social behavior is always a bit difficult, but this is actually one of the one part of the mandate of our ambassadors to follow up on the program success.
Mm-hmm. Now, if residents want to get involved or learn more, what can they do?
We could, we will share more information on the website eventually. This is something that we want to have the capacity to provide more information to the public in general.
Okay, and what would success look like for you in 3 or 5 years with this initiative?
Well, we want Sherbrooke to be a municipality that we are comfortable to live in, that we are proud of, that we are safe when we go for sport or in, you know, cultural, go to cultural event or social activities. So we want to be proud of our municipality and safe when we participate to any kind of event.
And if you could leave listeners with one key takeaway about the anti-rumor strategy, what would it be?
I would say preach by example. Be nice with each other.
Good message. Anything else we left out that you would like to add, Madame Beeble?
No, I think we're good. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for the interview. We've been talking with Madame Beeble, Marie-Claude Beeble, the mayor of Sherbrooke, about the anti-rumor strategy. So thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Put your makeup on, get your nails done, curl your hair, run the extra mile, keep it slim so they like you. Do they like you? Get your sexy on, don't be shy, girl, take it off. This is what you want to belong so they like you. Do you like you? You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try. You don't have to try. Just shopping on at the mall, max your credit cards. You don't have to choose, buy it all. So they like you. Do they like you? Wait a second, why should you care what they think of you when you're all alone by yourself? Do you like you? Do you like you? You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to bend until you break. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, try, try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try. No, you don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try. You don't have to try. Try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try. You don't have to try. Your makeup off, let your hair down, take a breath, look into the mirror at yourself. Don't you like you? 'Cause I like you.
That was Colby Kaylett, and the song is called Try. And next up, we have some health news here for you on the Townships at 12. Now, as we move into early March here in the Eastern Townships, many of us are starting to feel that first hint of spring in the air. The days are getting longer, the sunlight is stronger, and for many people, that can have a real impact on both physical and mental health. One of the biggest changes happening right now is the increase in daylight. During the winter months, shorter days can affect our body's internal clock and even lower our levels of serotonin, a chemical in the brain that helps regulate mood. As the days begin to lengthen in March, many people notice an improvement in energy, mood, and motivation. Getting outside during daylight hours can make a real difference. Even a short walk in the morning or at lunchtime can help reset your body's circadian rhythm, improve sleep, and boost vitamin D levels, which often drop during the winter months in Canada. Another important health focus in early spring is movement. Many people become less active during the colder months, so March is a good time to gently restart physical activity. This doesn't mean jumping into intense workouts right away. Simple activities like walking, stretching, light cycling, or yoga can help wake up muscles and joints that may have stiffened over the winter. Nutrition is also important during this seasonal transition. Winter diets often include heavier comfort foods, so this can be a good time to gradually add more fresh foods when possible. Things like leafy greens, root vegetables, and foods rich in fiber that support digestion and gut health. And finally, it's worth mentioning that seasonal changes can also affect allergies and immune health. As temperatures fluctuate, viruses can still circulate. So good habits like staying hydrated, getting enough sleep, and washing hands regularly remain important. Early March is really a time of transition for both our bodies and our environment. Taking advantage of longer days, getting outside, moving more, and eating nourishing foods can help us move into spring feeling healthier and more energized. And that's our health news today here on the Townships at 12. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on theCUBE 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. I want to thank my guest today in the first half hour, Kathleen Keenan, for telling us about this year's Irish Heritage Festival going on in Richmond. Lots of fun activities for the family, most of them free. Check out the webpage and the Facebook page. And don't miss the parade. And in the second half hour of today's show, Mayor of Sherbrooke, Madame Marie-Claude Bibeau, for talking to us about the anti-rumor strategy. And if you want to get involved with the station and become a volunteer, please give me an email at cjmqnews@gmail.com. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization and you would like to have an interview on CJMQ, or you have an event coming up, just email me, same email, cjmqnews@gmail.com. It's free. We will close today's show with a song called Three Little Birds. It's by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Thanks for listening, everybody.